And that song, of course, is Space in Between from our beloved Richard Payne and his trio. And Richard lives on in his music and in our hearts. So I have a question for you. What do you want? If no one was listening and someone asked you, what do you want? What would you say? Maybe you'd say, I want $1 million. With today's inflation, you might say $5 million just to buy eggs, right? Or maybe it's a bigger house or a new car or popularity or greater recognition. But what if I asked you what you love in life? What if I asked what matters to you? What is really important? When people are asked that question, we hear a lot of the same answers. We generally hear family, friends, faith, health. Those are the big ones. That's what matters to many of us. And if you drill down a little further, you hear things like purpose and meaning in life. That matters. For many people, it's nature and being outdoors or travel. For some, it's creative expression like drawing or writing or making music. For some, it's making a difference, making the world a little better when we leave here, contributing to the greater good. And I think in these chaotic times we find ourselves living in, we need to keep coming back to that more and more often in the days and weeks ahead, staying true to our values, working toward the greater good, keeping the faith, and remembering the quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We keep the faith and we will continue to hold the space for what is good and what is moral and what is right and what is true. We hold the space for love to triumph over fear. And in our Divine Connections call last week, our own Michelle Titi gave us an affirmation for the days ahead, and she gave me permission to use it. It says, yes, God is still on his throne working his purpose out. Thank you, God. That's what I'll be saying in the weeks ahead. What matters? I was reading a book that talked about the difference between living the good life and leading a good life. And when we think about the good life, we think about things like, you know, flashy cars and great clothes and nice restaurants and trips. But when we say someone's living a good life, we think of things like integrity, wisdom, health, values, family, faith. What matters? Sometimes we get so caught up in the daily business of living, of keeping ahead of the game, of keeping ahead of each other, of making sure we have the best Facebook account or Instagram account, we might forget what really matters. Does winning matter? At what cost? Does being right matter, even if it means making someone else wrong? We all want to be happy, and all the things we think we want, money, success, passion, stuff, we think we want because they would make us happy. And maybe they would, and maybe they wouldn't. The great writer and spiritual teacher Michael Singer writes a lot about this. He says, the mind is always trying to figure out how to be happy. Maybe I should get married. Maybe I should get divorced. Maybe I should go to the mountains. Maybe I should move to the beach. Maybe I should take that job. Maybe I should quit this job. It's endless. But he says the key is just to decide you are going to be happy from now on, no matter what. And he says the trick is you have to mean it regardless of what happens. And I know that sounds simplistic, but he says this is the spiritual path, to choose to be happy no matter what. But he also says that once you decide this, you are inevitably going to get some challenges. And he says these challenges help us grow spiritually, He says, when everything's going well, it's easy to be happy. But the moment something difficult happens, it's not. You say, well, I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't think I'd miss my flight. I didn't think Michelle would wear the same dress to the party I did. I didn't think I would dent my new car as I drove it off of the dealer's lot. But he says, are you really willing to break your vow of happiness because these events took place? He says all kinds of things are going to happen to try and push us off the path. But he says the question is, are we committed to being happy no matter what happens? Singer thinks the purpose of our life is to enjoy it and to learn from our experiences. And he says we are not helping anybody by being miserable. What if I were happy just to be alive? What matters? What we say matters, and how we say it. When I am tempted to say something that deep inside I know I should not say, I need to answer three questions. Does it need to be said? Does it need to be said by me? And does it need to be said by me now? So often the answer is no. Stop. Being kind matters. Staying on my side of the street matters, and staying out of your lane. And how I talk about other people matters. Sometimes we don't know who's listening. A friend of mine told me that many years ago she was having a lot of trouble at work, especially with her boss, Martha Jackson. And every night she would come home and complain to her husband about the job and about Martha and on and on. And one night her 4-year-old son came up and said, I have a question. If you were in a boat and there was a person and a puppy drowning, who would you save? My friend said, well, I would try to save both, but if I could just have one, it'd have to be the person. Then about an hour later, her son came up and said, what if you didn't know the person, but it was your puppy? And my friend said, well, again, I'd try to save both, but I'd still have to take the person. And then right before the boy went to bed, he said, what if it was Martha Jackson drowning in your puppy? Of course, my friend said, oh, the puppy. No, she said she would make a real effort to save both. We never know who's listening, but we know God is always listening. What we say matters. You know something I read that really got my attention? A recent survey of people in Gen Z, so anywhere from 12 to 27 is Gen Z, it showed that when asked their dream job, 57% said they would like to be influencers. So they'd like to be a big presence on social media telling people what to buy and where to go and what to do. And not that there's anything wrong with that. But it does lead me back to the question, when all is said and done, what matters? I have to remember to ask myself the question, how important is this, when I get wrapped around the axle about something, which happened just a few months ago. I had gone on the Ticketmaster website because there was a concert I really wanted to go to. So I found a good seat. I spent the money. Done. And right away I get it, and I wanted the ticket for Friday night. But then right away I get an email saying, here's your ticket for Saturday night. And I thought, no, I needed Friday night because the concert was in New York. My dog sitter said Friday night would be so much better for her. So I called Ticketmaster and I said, I literally made this purchase 10 minutes ago and I just want to change it to Saturday night. Well, you can imagine how helpful they were. And they said, no, their policy is no returns or exchanges except if it's for the same night at a higher cost. So then I called the credit card company and I said, truly, this was 15 minutes ago. Can you stop the charge? And they said, oh, no, we have to fill out a form and then we have to talk to Ticketmaster and it's a process. And I'm just thinking, no. So the next few days I'm online with Ticketmaster trying to fight this and I'm on the chat function and they are not budging. And finally I say, I'm so glad the Department of Justice is investigating you and I hope they find you guilty. And then I thought, Catherine, you are probably arguing with a bot. Or else some poor person who just wants to get you out of line so they can get to the next person. But The good news is I was able to change my dog sitter to Saturday night. The concert was John Batiste, who was just fabulous. And seeing him, that experience mattered to me, not the nonsense I had to go through to get there. Why do we let things get to us that really do not matter? Sometimes I'm the person in the grocery store being really irritated by the shopper on their phone going through the store. Sometimes I'm the shopper on the phone. Sometimes I'm the person in traffic trying to get into the other lane and the other guy won't let me. Sometimes I'm the guy who won't let him. Sometimes I am gracious and kind, and sometimes not so much. It's like the other day when I was late getting into the office and this car in front of me just stops in the middle of the street. So, of course, I'm laying on my horn saying, what is going on here? And then I realized I couldn't see, but in front of him was a little old lady on a walker trying to get across the street. And I said, oh, sorry. Sometimes I need to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. And I need to stop honking. That's a real promise I'll make. In terms of what matters, what God would have us do, Micah chapter 8, verse 6 says, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. I think to act justly means things like being fair, being honest, to treat everyone, not just my favorite people, the same, and how I believe God would have me treat them. And we're told to love mercy. The Oxford Dictionary defines mercy as compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone, and this is the part that got my attention, to whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. Wow. So maybe that means when someone has done me wrong, and I actually have some power in this situation, I can decide to let them off the hook. Maybe I need to let someone off the hook every day. Maybe I need to let a few people off the hook every day, because that is what will give me peace. There's a saying, let go or be dragged. When it really doesn't matter, we let it go. And to walk humbly with my God, to remember it is through him that I live and move and have my being, to realize that I am no better and no worse than anyone else. We are all children of God. But humility isn't always easy. That's not something our world always values. But what our world often applauds are the strongest, the prettiest, the richest, the best. Now, I'm no biblical scholar, and I could be wrong here, but I don't think that's what God values. If I'm trying to live a spiritual life and be the person my God would have me be, I don't think what matters is if I get the big job or have the biggest wedding or drive the nicest car. Now, I think all those things are fine to pursue, but it's the value we put on them that matters. It's what we're willing to do to get them that matters. I think it's okay if I want those things, but I don't think it's okay if I kill myself by working 15 hours a day to get them or trying to cut someone else out so I can win or to do any of these things at the expense of my spiritual life. Of course, you're the only one who can decide what matters to you. But if you're sitting here today or listening at home, chances are what you think is important might not be what the rest of the world thinks is important. And I think that's a good thing. In his speech at the Democratic Convention, President Obama said, "We chase the approval of strangers on our phones." What a great line. How many likes did I get? How many online friends do I have? Probably half of whom I've never met in my entire life. But what about asking, how many people did I help this week? Who was I kind to today? And one more note on that walking humbly thing. God gave me a nice lesson on that recently. My office was having a celebration of all of our accomplishments over the years, and they asked about five or six of us to be part of a video they were doing, and they gave us a script. So when I saw the video, I realized I was the first person on it. And I had about 2 minutes of screen time. So I was a little puffed up. And the day of the ceremony, I was anxious for the video to show. And then God said, not so fast. So the ceremony begins, and then the AV guy starts the video, but he hasn't pushed the button to bring the screen down, and he hasn't hit the audio. So all of a sudden, you hear the audio, but then you see my face like floating out over the ceiling, and then slowly the screen is coming up and my face is coming down, and then you hear me for about all 5 seconds. And it's like, okay, God, I get it. Pull it back. Just be a worker among workers. What matters to you? We know that the goal of the ego mind is to keep us stuck, to compare us to others, and have us come out on the losing side. Our egos never want us to just rest and be happy in the moment. And it can be so easy to get off course, to look at the people around us and say, oh, I'm not measuring up. But there's a line that says to compare is to despair. A friend was telling me about this amazing cruise her brother took their whole family on, and she was showing me these pictures, and they had the nicest suite on the ship. And I'm looking at these floor-to-ceiling windows and this grand piano, and I thought, oh, I've never done anything like that. And then she went on and said, you know, the only bad thing is there were a few nasty fights between family members, and now a few of those family members aren't talking to each other anymore. And I thought, you never know, right? Maybe the key is to want what you have. And that's when I have to remember, I am happiest when I am in gratitude and thanking God for my one precious life. You know something that makes me happy? When I am in church on Sundays. Everyone here is so kind and so welcoming, and they've always been so great. And the music... the music is always so fabulous, and Reverend Sylvia always delivers the best message in the world. We are so blessed to have her, and I always feel better when I leave here. And this is a good time to put in another opportunity for us to be together. You may have heard on the announcements that on Tuesday night, right here at Unity, I'll be hosting a gathering called Tell Me More, a sacred wisdom circle. I've come to believe that sitting in circles and asking questions and sharing answers are a great way to discover more about each other and about ourselves. And it's a chance for real understanding and just to learn more. So if you're not doing anything Tuesday night, I hope you'll think about joining us. Now, we all know that in the Bible, we are called to be in the world, but not of it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 reads, "Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." And Romans 12, verse 2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." But it can be hard, right? Because we live in the world. And we are constantly bombarded by the messages that tell us what we should want and what would really make us happy. But I think that's why it's more important than ever to try to live by our values, to be guided by our spiritual principles. How we live our days is how we live our lives. The spiritual teacher Thomas Merton said, "The biggest human temptation is to settle for too little." Wow, that'll give you chills, won't it? One analysis of that I read said that the opposite of settling for too little is living a life aligned with your values. And remembering that if we settle for less than we deserve, we're giving up the idea of living a really fulfilling life and being truly happy. If we are afraid to step out of our comfort zones, we risk never finding out what might be on the other side and how wonderful it might be. And we should have our own definition of success that is determined by our own values, not by how my neighbor defines success, not by what my coworker says is success, but what I feel is success, what is meaningful, what is good, what is true. I think as long as it's our goals we're pursuing and not what somebody else said was important, but what calls to us in the deepest part of our being, then it's important to go for it. And that might mean stepping out of our comfort zone, being uncomfortable, pushing the boundaries. But we do it anyway, because if a desire is deep in my heart and it's been there for a long time, chances are it was put there by my God, and I owe it to myself to go for it. We are all sparks of the divine, and I think when we take one step in the right direction, the universe takes 100 steps. What matters to you now? Because I think some of what matters to us changes over time. For example, a few years ago, I really started enjoying looking at the birds in our neighborhood because we have so many trees, there's so many birds. And last year, Alex got me the best present in the world. He got me a bird feeder, and it has a camera in it, so it sends pictures and videos of the birds who come. And we have the busiest bird feeder in town. And sometimes I'll just stand at our window watching all the activity. Of course, sometimes I tend to get a little too involved. First, when the squirrels come, I have to bang on the glass to get rid of them. Then we have this one huge bird that comes and hogs the feeder, so I have to bang to get him to leave. And then the cardinals, who are so beautiful, but so aggressive, and they will get everybody else out of the way, and they won't move, so I'm banging again. You don't think I have control issues, do you? I'm even trying to control the birds. You probably have a little more sympathy for Alex now. And this other day, I thought, I am sure there's a kid in his backyard saying, "Mom, the crazy lady is yelling at the birds again." But the point is, some of what matters to us changes. If you told me 20 years ago I'd be happy looking at the birds, even 5 years if you'd told me that, I'd say you were nuts. But things change. It changes with age, it changes with life experiences and things that happen to us. All kinds of things change what matters to us, and I think that's a good thing. Are you focusing on what matters? Are you devoting time and energy to what matters? If I say my spiritual life is the most important thing in the world for me, but then I don't have time for prayer or meditation, what does that say? I say my health is one of the most important things to me, but if I have a busy day, what's the first to go? Exercise. Eating right, I just grab junk. I have to walk the talk. One of the things I love to keep me centered is the loving kindness meditation. And the one I say is, may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be at peace. And then to pray that for my loved ones, for my community, for my country, and for the world. That matters. What gives you joy? What makes you smile? I did a search on what people said brings them joy, and here's some of the things people said. The smell of that first cup of coffee in the morning. Hearing a child's laughter. Watching old videos of Tina Turner. A fresh jelly donut. Rereading To Kill a Mockingbird. Miles Davis. Opening day. My dog when I've been gone all day and he sees me come through the door. Chocolate. I think it's important to remember what gives us joy and then try to get a little more of that into our lives. And then to go out and give thanks to God that we are able to do that. A few months ago, Reverend Sylvia gave a message where she suggested we get serious about what matters. She said we should be yoked to God, to cast our burdens upon him, and to remember we are always being given everything we need for this journey. There's a line that says the things that matter most in the world cannot be held in our hands. And there's a quote from Oprah Winfrey that says, what you want to do is get to the point where you only do what matters to you. The real goal in life is to become more of who you are, so that you can make the choices that really satisfy you and let you do what you want to do. And one more quote from President Obama. We are reminded that in the fleeting time we have on this earth, what matters is not wealth or status or power or fame, but how well we have loved and what small part we have played in making the lives of others better. And let me close with a poem I found that said, "Author unknown," but it really spoke to me. At the end of life, what really matters is not what we bought, but what we built. Not what we got, but what we shared. Not our competence, but our character. And not our success, but our significance. Live a life that matters. Live a life of love. And I would add that as you go forth this week, think about what really matters to you. Then do more of it. And thank God for this moment in time you are able to. Thank you and amen.